Paul, let's talk about the Russians and their sightings under and over seas and oceans and the significance of this.
What I'll do is I want to mention that about a month ago you had on a guest, Linda Moulton Howell.
Yes.
And you talked about the, let's say, underwater findings of Cuban coast.
Yes, sir.
I understand that the photograph is being circulated, or there is news that three objects or four were sighted by a space shuttle as they entered recently waters near Cuba.
Okay.
Now, I'll get back to that, and I'll say that in there is confirmation that the Soviets did research that area with their submarines back in early 1960s, and a Soviet researcher and scientist and an author who specialized in the Atlantis, his name was Zhirov. He has that information in his archives. That's something I got from Russia recently.
Okay.
So that's very interesting, and what will develop later, we don't know. But to answer your question, the Russians have observed throughout their ocean, seas, and other oceans, not only Russian bodies of water, gigantic disks, objects of different shapes, whether swimming in under the water or coming out from the bodies of water. They registered it, and in our book we have a huge chapter about it, and I keep getting more information because I'm always interested in this subject. What interests me more are the observers, because trained Soviet naval officers and Russian officers and military men know how to size up an object, how to take measurements, know how to put down data. And, for example, a gigantic cylindrical body was sighted, I believe, in the late 1970s. Information comes from the chief of counterintelligence of the Pacific Navy, Domislovsky. He describes this object, a gigantic cylindrical object coming from the waters of the Pacific Ocean in the strategic areas. The description he gives, given to us, based on the information in our archives, brings immediately an episode that took place in 1953. That was almost 30 years before, over the Siberian taiga. Similar object, very sinister UFO. Then you start comparing with other information and such cases, again, of similar bodies. Also, you have reports of disc-like gigantic objects over bodies of water, mushroom-like objects sighted by Soviet seamen, or something, for example, I'm holding in my hand a report by Kuzovkin, the late Soviet ufologist, who had an incredible data of information, which most of it he burned when he died. Something happened. He was very desperate. But that's another story.
Right.
Here's what he says. When he was in Sevastopol, naval city, and talked to researchers who descend in deep water batiscafs, underwater vehicles, they told him, this Russian ufologist, about an object that they saw a few times, gigantic wheel-like object, its diameter like that of a 10-story building. And it was located in a vertical position in the body of water. They could see how this wheel, while it was immovable for some time, then would move horizontally, would start rotating around itself and leave. And he had other information about such objects. Vladimir Zhaja, who I respect greatly, he was one of the fathers of Soviet ufology, a man who suffered from under the Soviet government, but who was given protection by his naval buddies, his friends.
Was he a naval man or a scientist?
Yes, he was a naval man, a submariner, a very interesting scientist,
yeah.
And a former veteran of World War II. He had studied this phenomenon because his naval friends would not only urge him, but would pay for his research because they wanted to know what's going on. And he had actual scientific research, which was published by Soviet Navy, and they used it. Also, he was one of those people who had actually worked on the so-called instructions that the official Soviet UFO research program, governmental program, SETKA, when it was in force, they needed to have guidelines worked on and disseminated among their armed forces. Well, he worked on the naval aspect, and the so-called instruction was given to all the Soviet branches, armed forces, and they, their military men had actually to collect information and send it to, I believe, two military research institutions. You know, what is it that you had seen? What is it that the object looked like? Did it present any effect on our armed forces, on our machines, and so forth? It was very detailed.
They took these seriously, Paul, didn't they?
Absolutely.
The crafts that would just pop out of the ocean or go right in. I mean, did some people witness seeing the burst from the ocean back into space and vice versa?
Let's say not the space itself, but you know, they would observe how disks would pop out from the ocean or cigar-shaped objects. And again, go back into the oceans or lakes or seas. And I know that based on a few incidents, the Soviets had actually, their engineering forces had a whole study that they also disseminated among, to whoever they had to give to, local commanders, about certain objects that would come from, Lake Sarez in Central Asia. And they knew about it because they were spying on the American SDI program. The Soviets had special stations that would track American satellites and SDI developments. And at the same time,
sure,
they would observe gigantic disc-like objects coming, for example, from the Lake Sarez. And why that lake? It's an artificial body that was created by an earthquake, I think back in 1911. And if ever that dam bursts, billions of tons of water will descend on Afghanistan and a few other countries down below.
And just flood it.
And flood it.
Yeah.
So obviously the UFOs have, whatever is behind them, have a certain interest in that area. And you start seeing patterns. In our book, for example, if there is an ecological wasteland, you see UFOs over it. If there are nuclear silos, Soviets report UFOs. Soviet space program, when it started back in 57, not the first, but the second or third test that they had, or they were testing special space probes and so forth, UFOs would be in the area.
Paul, were there ever any reports that these UFOs did something to a Soviet ship, did something to a Soviet submarine, anything like that?
Yes. But not destruction, not actually airplanes, for example, Soviet jets, yes, but not actual destruction of a ship. It was like they were studying it, but it was very unusual. There's the so-called, what's the right word, croakers.
Croakers, yeah.
Croakers, objects that would, undefinable objects that would emit strange sounds and follow Soviet submarines in the North Atlantic waters from 1975 to 1980. I have not heard about any reports lately, but especially in that period, 1975 to 1980, something was following Soviet submarines in their mission in the North Atlantic.